This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. In the next couple of hours, President Bush is expected to name his choice for the next Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, currently the National Security Advisor. If she's confirmed by the Senate, Condoleezza Rice would take the place of Colin Powell, who announced his departure yesterday. Rice would be the first African-American woman to serve as Secretary of State, which is the senior cabinet post. She would be leaving an extremely important job at the White House, and in that post as National Security Advisor, she would be replaced by her deputy, Stephen Hadley. Rice has been the president's National Security Advisor throughout his first term, and reportedly she has been one of the president's closest aides, advising him on the September 11 attacks, the war in Afghanistan, then the war in Iraq, and the aftermath of that war, which continues. She has many years of experience in Washington policymaking, but she has never managed an agency as large as the State Department with its thousands of diplomats, consular agents, and administrative employees around the world. Now, as for Colin Powell, he has not yet said what he'll be doing next. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Even in his resignation announcement, Colin Powell sounded like the good soldier. He gave no hints he was frustrated or tired serving in the Bush administration, though he was widely viewed to have been a rare moderate voice who lost key policy battles. His letter of resignation says simply, "The time has come to return to private life," and he says he and the president agreed on his resignation after numerous discussions.
We had pretty much come to our mutual agreement without anybody having to make any offer, counteroffers, or anything like that. We knew where we were heading.
Powell says he had been telling the president that he would serve just one term. Asked about the low points or whether he had any regrets, Powell chose to simply talk about his 40 years of government service.
Whether it was being a second lieutenant in Germany or being the Secretary of State, the greatest pleasure comes from working with like-minded people in all of the organizations I've been a part of serving the nation. In every one of these jobs, there have been high points and low points. And what you have to learn to do in government or in life is to work through problems, seize the opportunities as they come along, deal with the crises and challenges as they come along. And that's always the way I've tried to live my life in public service.
Powell says he'll stay in the job until his replacement is confirmed. University of Maryland professor Mac Dessler says President Bush seems to be choosing people from his inner sanctum to fill empty cabinet positions. And Condoleezza Rice certainly fits this pattern.
Dr. Rice has obviously been a very faithful servant and a very responsive servant of the president, which is one of the top requirements of the job of National Security Advisor. And in a government dominated by super experienced people, not the least of whom being the vice president, she probably could not have survived in her job any other way but to be very close to the president in terms of substance, in terms of responding to his needs, to his questions.
Powell brought international prestige and a moderate voice to the State Department. Rice, Dessler says, would bring loyalty.
The good side of that, you can say, is the president has confidence in these people and he's putting them in the key positions of the permanent government so as to make the permanent government be effective rather than simply trying to run everything out of the White House.
There is a downside, he adds. The president might be simply narrowing the group of people who advise him. That's something that also concerns Max Boot of the Council on Foreign Relations, who doesn't see Rice as a good pick for the State Department.
You can have too much loyalty and not enough dissension, and I think it's good to have strong personalities who also exchange opinions. Now, the trick, of course, is to rein in those personalities and get them on the same page, and I'm not sure that that was very effectively done with Colin Powell and Don Rumsfeld.
Boot says there was a policy paralysis on key issues such as Iran and North Korea, and he gave Rice poor marks on managing those interagency debates. There's also a great deal of unfinished business in Afghanistan and Iraq for a new Secretary of State, and President Bush has spoken about the need to rebuild relations with Europe, a challenge for Rice, who is associated so closely with Iraq and other U.S. policies that have angered many abroad. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.